Fantastic session this morning, says Rod from Belrose. Following the opposition leader's squirming and wriggling interview this morning, suggest a new name, Slippery Shorten. Well, the only problem with that, Rod, he was allowed to slip out because of the actions of Mr. Pine. And I might even have that last little bit of audio for people that have missed it there, not the full interview, which was excellently done by Stephanie Boris, but the last little bit of audio where this is the get-out-of-jail-free card offered to Mr. Shorten by Christopher Pine this morning on the Today program.
When it comes to the other matters, it's clear that Mr. Burke has acted within the rules, and indeed the government said that this morning on the Today Show.
There you go. Now, this is what Christopher Pine, of course, had to say.
All the stories about Tony Burke, so far, none of them have been in breach of the rules. So, you know, if the rules are the rules and people stay within them, you can't then criticise them. So let's have a proper, full discussion about it rather than taking pot shots.
The chief potshot taker in government is Christopher Pine. That's what the Leader of the House does, the Leader of Government Business. That's what he does. He spends his life being the attack dog. That's what he's supposed to do, attack the opposition. He must have got out the wrong side of the bed this morning or too early to appear on the Today program. Let me just hear what Christopher Pine said one more time, please.
All the stories about Tony Burke, so far, none of them have been in breach of the rules. So, you know, if the rules are the rules and people stay within them, you can't then criticise them. So let's have a proper, full discussion about it rather than taking pot shots.
Retire. Christopher, retire. You've lost the bottle for it. You've lost the stomach for it. Either that or you're protecting your own little acre of paradise there. Is your snout in the trough as well, Mr. Pine?